But Ka is the wheel to which we all are bound. And when the wheel turns, we must perforce turn with it, first with our heads up to heaven, and then revolving hellward again, where the brains inside them seem to burn. And so, instead of turning away... 2. Instead of turning away, as part of her wanted to do, Susanna took Roland's hands. He pulled her up, not to her feet, for she had none, although for a while a pair had been given her on loan, but into his arms. And when he tried to kiss her cheek, she turned her face so that his lips pressed on hers. Let him understand it's no halfway thing, she thought, breathing her air into him and then taking his back, changed. Let him understand that if I'm in it, I'm into the end. God help me, I'm in with him to the end. 3. There were clothes in the Fetic millinery and ladies' wear, but they fell apart at the touch of their hands. The moths and the years had left nothing usable. In the Fetic hotel, quiet rooms, good beds, Roland found a cabinet with some blankets that would do them at least against the afternoon chill. They wrapped up in them. The afternoon breeze was just enough to make their musty smell bearable, and Susanna asked about Jake to have the immediate pain of it out of the way. The rider again, she said bitterly when he had finished, wiping away her tears. God damn the man. My hip let go, and Jake never hesitated. Roland had almost called him the boy, as he had taught himself to think of Elmer's son as they closed in on Walter. Given a second chance, he had promised himself he would never do that again. No, of course he didn't, she said, smiling. He never would. He had a yard of guts out, Jake.